Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins. Please be joined by Mike Witt. He's the field agronomist stationed out of the Guthrie County Extension Office, so he focuses on Guthrie County as well as a few other surrounding areas. Today we're going to be talking about corn, soybeans, and where they're at as we kind of get to about the halfway point here in the growing season. So it's first time on the program as well. So Mike, thanks for joining us.
Yep, it's good to be on the program with you.
Yeah, so first of all, it's pretty obvious we've had a lot of rain, a lot of moisture, and that has certainly impacted the growing season, maybe more positively than negatively, but what are you seeing out there in general in Guthrie County?
Well, in Guthrie County in general, what I'm seeing is the areas that are obviously the low-lying areas with the ponding areas, there's going to be some significant yield loss there with the corn. A lot of times the water wasn't able to leave, so the corn was submerged for 24, 48 hours and things along those lines. So when that happens, it's rare for the corn to be able to come back. And if it does come back on some of those things, it's definitely going to be having reduced yield. Same with soybeans and those type of situations. So there's going to be some reduced yields because of that. However, other areas that aren't the low-lying areas are certainly enjoying the water and enjoying the growing conditions that are occurring. So a lot of things are moving right along, growing pretty fast. Corn is about at, I would say, fairly close to tasseling. By the 4th of July, there'll be quite a bit of tasseling. It still depends on planting dates and things along those lines. And most of the soybeans in the area are at about R1 growth stage, which is initial bloom stage, in which most of the soybeans have a few flowers going on out there in them.
So kind of break down those levels or by the tasseling and the blooming for the corn and soybeans respectively. Is that good, very good, average? Kind of where would you put that on that scale?
I would say as far as that goes, we're pretty average as far as that timing goes. We did have a later planting season that occurred this year. So the tasseling, especially for corn, will be delayed a little bit, but it's still not going to be delayed a lot. The biggest thing that people will notice is they won't have that large spread as far as a lot of different hybrids tasseling at different times. A lot of things were planted kind of the same. A lot of people switch seeds, so they have all about the same maturity. So that's going to be one of the big things right there. And with soybeans, a lot of people will notice they're going to start to get into the R1 and the flowering stage. They're going to be stature-wise quite a bit smaller. That's just because soybeans will flower based on photoperiod, not necessarily on the size of the plant. So they might see a little bit shorter stature going on in soybeans at this time compared to some others.
Now, when we look at severe weather, especially as the rain accompanies that, we've had a decent amount of hail, particularly with this recent storm here. What does hail do to certain crops, and is it different for corn and soybeans, and do those plants recover at different rates?
Well, for corn and soybeans, there is a little difference that goes on with the hail. One of the things to think about with corn is that as it gets larger, obviously there's more leaf area, so the hail can have a greater effect on the plants. So if you look at corn that's about tasseling stage, if you have about 50% of that leaf area destroyed, you could see upwards of around a 30% yield loss on that. In relation to soybeans in that type of situation, when it starts getting into that R1, R2 stage, if you have about 50%, again, you could have a 20 to 30% yield loss on your soybeans. So that's one of the things when it comes to hail that can be issues that goes on. Other things that happen with the storms, a lot of times with corn, you could have green snap in which the plants snap off. You could also have some root lodging. I'm sure with some of the storms that just came through, 60, 70 mile an hour winds, as saturated as the soil was, there's a good chance that you could have some root lodging going on. However, with that, at the stage the corn is, it's surprising how much it'll stand up. We'll get some goosenecking going on in the field. It'll make it a pain when it comes to the fall, but some of that corn will stand itself back up if it's laying down.
All good things to be aware of here as we look at corn and soybean crops across Guthrie County. Mike, are there any other crops that you're seeing pop up and of those levels? I know corn and soybeans, it's not the be-all, end-all in Guthrie County. It's the majority, but any other effects on other crops?
Well, the rain has been helping a lot with the pastures that have been going on because last year with some of the heat and some of the dryness that was going on, some of the pastures were looking a little rough. but they'll like the rain. They'll take whatever rain they can get, so they're looking pretty good. Same with alfalfa. Some of those fields, they're also looking pretty good going around normal stages. The biggest issue with those is with all this rain is people being able to get it cut and getting it put up.
Yeah, absolutely. So once again, joined by Mike Witt, the field agronomist for Guthrie County Extension. And Mike, anything else that you want to mention to the listeners of Raccoon Valley Radio?
Well, I guess the only other thing that I would mention is when it comes to storms, one of the first things we really want to do is we really want to run out and make a management decision or look at stuff right after the rain occurs. So that's probably about the worst thing you can do because it's always going to look the worst right after the storm. My suggestion is to wait 24 hours, especially if we get heavier rains, because if we can get that water off the fields within 24, 12 hours, something like that, it'll not affect the corn or the crops quite as much. So initially looking at things, it might look really bad, but wait a day and then go out and reassess the situation.
All good tips there from Mike Witt, once again, the field agronomist for Guthrie County Extension, joining us on the Let's Talk Guthrie County program. And as always, a happy 4th of July. I want you to stay safe and make sure to spend some time with your family and friends, and hopefully that corn is knee-high by that 4th of July. So, Mike, thanks for joining us.
Yep.
And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.